Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're having an exciting show today with Pete down in live in Loretto with all the dignitaries and Ken Franke with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Myself, Corey Sannon in studio. How's it going, Pete?
It's going great, Corey. It's just beautiful. We're getting a slight bit of breeze now. Now, yesterday, we talked about it. We had a little bit, they had like a half a day wind event here yesterday afternoon, and it didn't hinder our fishing. We had a kind of a full day planned yesterday, but we were still able to get out to San Bruno Reef. But we were talking about switching the days. We could have used today's weather yesterday because it's grease calm with hardly a breath of wind and a little more breeze here on the terrace here because the sun's like shining and it's flat calm and looking at the islands and with our group here it's a little bit on the warm side, but it's okay. I'm not complaining because of the weather we've had in Southern California. Oh, such a welcome relief to be here in Loretto.
I'll give an ocean conditions report. 80 degrees, 1-inch waves out of the east.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's about it?
That's it.
All right. Well, let's lead that right into our Southern California and Mexico catch report. What do you think, Corey?
I think it sounds awesome. I think Ken Franke's describing it perfectly. But this morning, Pete, the fishdope.com report is sponsored in part by the Sado Crimp and Winder Company, where they have products that make it work. One end connection failures, you need a Sado crimp kit. It is the must-have piece of gear for your trip to catch everything from school size to record size tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. The favorite connection method on the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, American Angler, and most other top boats. If you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it in selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin. And with that, we'll take it right back to Mark Wish, huh?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, and everybody. You guys are so lucky down there. But, hey.
You have no idea.
Mark, this is work. We are working.
Yeah, you're working hard, enjoying life, and good for you. You guys should do that. Hey, listen, all islands biting, those were some classic words I received in a text from a friend of mine the other day, and they're so true. All islands biting. So let me give you a little rundown here, guys. Up north, the kelp lines on Anacapa and the east end of Santa Cruz are holding some sea bass up there. And interestingly enough, some of that fish is being caught sight fishing. These guys are getting up there rooting around right in the kelp and find those little channels through the kelp and then casting plastics and sardines to fish that they're swimming around right up there really shallow. It's a fun thing to do, and very few people do it other than those guys up there. Out there at San Nicolas Island right now, flat calm, wide open cods, and also with this good weather here, you got a good shot at yells and sea bass around the sand spit. In the good weather here at Santa Barbara Island, we had a scout boat up there, yells and sea bass as expected, and way too many seals, unfortunately. Catalina, that island is really starting to wake up. There's mixed grade yellows kind of scattered all over the island. Front side west, and backside middle have been kind of the best, but there's been a shot on all the structure spots for that yellowtail, mostly biting sardines, some on the surface iron, and some good ones have been caught trolling also. There's some good bonita fishing up west, front side west, had a few barracuda mixed in, and calico bass are biting all over the kelp lines there. The island's really shaking off the winter doldrums and kind of getting with the program. There's also been an uptick in the sea bass situation at Catalina. There's been some big ones, mostly down east. And interestingly enough, a lot of that fish is stuffed with red crabs. There's a lot of red crabs still around this area here. San Clemente Island finally trying to get rolling over there. School-sized yellowtails are pushing up, finally, a couple months late, but they're showing. Front side middle showing some signal on those, and then those big home guard tankers have been around tearing up some tackle. Backside west, have some fish, trying to point proper. in a structure spot than Pyramid Cove there. I've all had a good show on the 20 to 30 pounders. Now, I don't got a lot of time this week, guys. Trust me, there is so much more to cover. But like I said, All Islands Fighting, it's a good time to check it out. The weather forecast is perfect right now. It's flat, calm, warm, and balmy, and we've had very little of that. So it's time to go fishing, guys.
Now, we'll take that right, Mark. It sounds fantastic to me. And I might mention, you mentioned that how good that fishing is at San Clemente Island right now. We have spots available on our Islander Kayak day-and-a-half mothership trip in 2 weeks. And I can't believe there's still spots available. If you want to go on that trip, good weather, great fishing, chance to go fish that island on a wonderful, wonderful adventure aboard the Islander. Those guys do such a great job. And if you want to go on that Islander Kayak trip with us, you go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, go to our shop page, and you can grab one of those last spots. I believe there's only 5 or 6 spots left. And if you need a kayak, Fastlane Kayaks over in Mission Bay will rent one to you and actually bring it to you and deliver it back and forth from the boat. So if you want to go, sounds like good timing to go do that Islander Kayak trip, right, Mark?
You know, it really does. I mean, that island has struggled, but, you know, guys are yesterday, we're you know, seeing good signal, and the water's cleaning up, and it's warming up, and, you know, for kayak fishing up in the cove there, catching that calico bass up there in 2 feet of water, 5 feet of water like that, oh, my God, that's so much fun. Sure. So, yeah, you guys have a great time.
Yeah, well, fishdope.com report, Captain Mark Wish, how do we find you, Mark?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Costa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 14-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And stop by, guys. We got so much new stuff in the store there. Yeah, you'll have fun. We'll see you.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. Corey?
Yeah, and that's an awesome report. And I'm really looking forward to that Islander trip, Pete. I mean, that's a lot of fun.
So
I've done it before
fun.
And catching those calicos up tight and it's just, you're on your own little adventure, you know. You're captain of your own ship on the kayak, and they have a cheeseburger on the side. How do you beat it, Pete?
It's the best, yeah. And I like I say, I can't believe there's spots available, but grab one of those spots. You want to come with us. I'm going.
Yeah, for sure, Pete. And to conclude the report, we're going to head over to Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good, Marcos. How's it going over at Seaforth?
Still picking up speed here. Not quite where we'd expected to be going to June here, but some very good bottom fishing on half day still. Reds, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, halibut earlier in the week there. The full day on the San Diego doing a little bit better. They're starting to see some yellowtail. 11 anglers had 28 yellowtail, 4 bonito, 7 barracuda, 12 calico bass yesterday. So that's some pretty good fishing heading in the right direction there. And I heard that every single one of those fish was caught on MC swim baits.
That's good times. But, you know, a note to mention, though, Marcos, is a lot of those yellows are traditional island fish that are in the 15 to 25-pound class, too, correct?
These are definitely not those small ones we're seeing earlier. Some nice-sized fish in there, so definitely be prepared for that. And, you know, San Diego's running pretty light right now. It's kind of that post-holiday before school really lets out, so there's some nice loads on there, some great fishing on those full-day trips there. The overnights, not a ton of fish, but they definitely saw some big bluefin. Earlier in the week, the Tomahawk came back with some big ones there, between 150 and 180. They had 3 of those, some good rock fishing there. So lots of good fishing around. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days, the 1 day's day and a half. Some boats are putting up some longer trips throughout the year, those 2 days and longer. And that's seaforthlanding.com. Go there, check everything out. You can make reservations directly online. You can give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. And, of course, you can always come down and visit us in person here. Say hi, get some gear, get ready for this upcoming season here. If you haven't got your gear primed for the upcoming season, now's the time to do it. And then stop and get that Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito.
Well, that definitely sounds like good times, Marcos. And we appreciate the report this morning. Definitely good times over at Seaforth. Marcos, you always do a great job. And this week's catch report is sponsored by Fishman's.
Actually, before you do that,
yes, sir.
Corey.
Yes, sir.
We've got Rick Jensen here live from Loretto. With a sport fishing financial report from Baja, Northern Baja. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, and thank you to everybody for our welcome here in Laredo. It's been an awesome stay. We decided to come a little early because Ellis and I started our road trip up at Gonzaga early in the week, and we found some colder water. We were on a boat delivery from Gonzaga to Bay of L.A. We headed out to LaGuardia out there, managed to hook a few nice cabrilla, but conditions just weren't what they should be up there, and kind of a weird water rollover. So we started heading south, rolled through San Bruno, where fishing was much better, very good yellowtail, cabrilla, and grouper fishing there. And then decided, like I said, to get here a couple of days early, and we were welcome to the hotel. And Arturo Sport Fishing took care of my son and I. Changing gears a bit, we decided to jump in the water. We went into the local park and did just some snorkeling. Got to see the local fish and wildlife here in the water, which are second to none. And I got my son a bit trigger happy with his spear gun, so we decided to leave the park the second day.
He wanted to go find some fish to shoot.
We mixed in some bait fishing and spear fishing outside the park for Pargo. It did very well. And again, thank you to Arturo for such a nice setup on the boat there. And the hotel here, the proximity to everything, the food, the service, the uniformed employees here, and their ability to speak English much better than my Spanish have made everything so comfortable.
La Misión, what a wonderful spot, huh?
It is, and we're going to be departing here soon to head across the way. I guess out at Cedros, Jeff Mariani says that the yellowtail fishing is as good as it gets. The last trip he was there every morning in by 9:30 with 20 to 50 fish within a mile of the harbor, red crab and bait everywhere. And as we do depart here in about an hour, we'll shoot across to Mag Bay and grab some scallops that we'll take south with us. And over there, Bob Hoyt says the bigger yellows, 25 to 30 pounds, are just outside the harbor with great bay fishing. Everything's warming up and hatching, so nice fishing there. We didn't get many other reports because we're just enjoying our relaxation here at the hotel.
And now we have to continue our field research. I'm jumping in the car with you and your son, and we're driving to Rancho Llanero, our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Llanero 22nd annual tournament. Starts today at Rancho Llanero, about 5 hours south drive from here.
Yeah, if we push the pedal a bit, I guess. Plus a little bit of lunch in between. We'll
okay.
Be there this evening.
Oh, so maybe 7.
Yeah.
We'll see how that happens. But, of course, Sport Fishing Financial. Rick, you've helped a lot of our listeners with Sport Fishing on my channel, getting great financial advice and helping them prepare for a future so they could get home and retire here in Loreto, huh?
Yeah, this would be a good spot for that. I spent some time here in the early days looking through the neighborhoods myself. I think Scott, the hotel owner, is building my condo right above us.
Oh,
here.
No, that's my condo. Maybe together, right? Yeah, it's a beautiful spot here. So, Sport Fishing Financial, want to thank you for hosting, of course, the Rancho Llanero. $500 cash for the largest Dorado or Wahoo from Sport Fishing Financial, and $500 cash from David Statewide Stripes for the largest tuna. I think we're going to fill all those categories and more. That's Gary Graham, who's here hosting, tells me everything's biting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to handing over that check. And like I said in the last report, if someone catches a Dorado over 40 pounds, I'll throw in a free beer from that new tap down at Rancho Llanero.
Oh, wow. All right. How do we find you, Rick, in the meantime, when you get back from your big trip?
Oh, I'm here on the web as well at sportfishingfinancial.com, and I'm communicating here at these hotels with Wi-Fi and while field researching, doing some work as well, 949-6481-1807.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Rick, for being here. And, Corey, that wraps up the Catch Report today.
Well, that definitely does, Pete and Rick Jensen. The Catch Report is sponsored by Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Fishman's Processing is San Diego's finest. That's why they are known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They will fillet, vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, jerky, and famous tuna burger. And don't forget the Fish Pros Fish Market with their famous smoked wahoo, tuna, tuna burger, and more. Pick some up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it, and you will be hooked. And, Pete, that's hearing those reports, it just gets me fired up about Loreto for sure.
Oh, it gets me fired up about just fishing in general there, Corey. It's time to go fishing both here in Loreto and Baja Sur as well as in Southern California and beyond. Renee, I wanted to ask you, we just talked about Fisherman's Processing. If people catch fish here in Loreto, is there a fish processor here that will take care of your fish?
Most of the local captains will fillet it for you and freeze it. At least for us, we freeze it and we hold it until the day you're going to leave, and we'll deliver it to your hotel or your house, wherever you're staying.
Maybe bring some Ziploc bags with you. And
yeah, a lot of customers bring their own Ziplocs, or we provide them when
you provide them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Ken?
Hey, we also have another guest here I'd like to introduce, Norma Garcia from the Hotel and Restaurant Association. Norma, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And I have to compliment you. We were walking into town last night, went in and had a nice dinner with our whole group. And what service and the food, just absolutely spectacular.
Well, that's one of the very nice things that you find in Loreto. Whether you come for fishing or you want another activity like kayaking or whatever, seawater activity, or going to the Sierra, if you find yourself in Loreto, you will have two things for sure. One, a wide variety of places to stay, from resort hotels with golf courses to small hotels, local hotels, boutique hotels, from where you can walk, distance walk to more than 20 restaurants in the town.
20 restaurants?
More than
20 in this little town?
Yes.
Wow.
The food and wine offer in the town, it's amazing, as you have tasted
yes.
these past few days. It is incredible. We have a cooperation between the Hotel Association and the Restaurant Association where your small hotel, a traditional guest house can be, or a boutique hotel, or a five-star hotel like the one we are in, La Mission.
La Mission.
You can ask for a bracelet and have access to all the restaurants for lunch, dinner, and breakfast, and walk distance, one block, two blocks to your restaurant. The town becomes your resort.
Yes.
You have walking distance to the beach, to any of the restaurants, to any of the entertainment areas of Loreto, the historical center. So really the characteristics of our town is a walkable distance from every point. And you can choose the type of accommodation you would like to have. You can go to the high end or go to a local guest house.
Yes, indeed. And also I might mention Gloria from the Hotel Oasis is here too, and that's a beautiful hotel and right on the beach and lovely grounds, a more traditional type of hotel.
Exactly.
Another beautiful place here in Loreto.
Yeah, we invite everybody who is listening to go to our website called VamosAloreto.com where you can find all our tour operators for fishing, kayaking, going to a hike in the Sierra or a canyon, and also all the details on our hotels and a link to the restaurant association.
VamosAloreto.com. Which
yes.
means go to Loreto.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can
okay.
also find it like that.
Yeah. Or you could type in go to Loreto.
Yes.
L-O-R-E-T-O. com?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Now tell us about the Festival de Chocolate tonight, which is all hosted by your restaurant group, right?
Exactly. The Restaurant Association. We are more than 20 restaurants, and it's the sixth edition of the Chocolate Clam Festival. It's the iconic food in Loreto. It's traditional and millenary tradition, and we work like very hard in the restaurants also. To prevent, you know, run out of chocolate clams. It's the traditional dish for local people, you know, different to the central Mexico. People in here, when they are hungry, they can just go, or traditionally, through the years, have gone and swim in the water and get some chocolate clams and put it in a tostada and have a delicious meal.
Mm.
So really here is a privileged place, and these food, these clams, have been the base of the food for people in town. So we want to honor it and conserve and prevent, you know, to run out of our chocolate
yes.
clams. And we have a festival tonight that will be in the Darsena. You will taste from all the restaurants, have music, mariachi, and Cuban music for dance.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to say, last year we attended the festival. And for the listeners, I just want you to picture, right now I'm looking out the window. They have the whole downtown right next to the marina, all decorated. White tablecloth, stages, like she said, mariachis, fireworks. They do a play reenactment of the basis of this with native dancers, etc. It is just one heck of a show. And then they also do the end of the tournament, and they do the presentations there as well. So it is quite an amazing experience to come during the festival, participate in the fishing. It's just a great time.
Yes, it is. It's a fun time. And we talk a lot about food here in Loreto, along with fishing, along with kayaking, diving, enjoying the beautiful things here at the hotel. Does it give you an idea that there's a lot of good places to eat here, right, Art Taylor?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Loreto has a tremendous amount to offer with activities, boating, sport fishing, kayaking, diving. Ecotourists, it's a wonderful place. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and Rick Jensen I mean, the value here to not only staying here at La Mission or one of the other hotels here in town, but you go out to a restaurant here and you gorge yourself for like 10, 12 bucks, right?
Yeah, even the restaurant here at the hotel, the food is as good as it gets, and the prices, every time we look at the bill, we had to order a bottle of wine to get it up to anywhere near what a meal would cost up north.
Yeah, or down in Los Cabos or something like that. Or
well, that's a whole different
that's
world.
That's a whole different there. World down there. It's a totally different experience down there. So
if you've got a family and you're on a tight budget, here's the place.
This is a good spot.
You go to the Cross Border.
Kind of has everything.
Cross Border Express. You take the Air Calafia flight down here, and then just stand by to get treated amazingly.
Yeah, for sure.
Pete, if you remember, we had a five-course meal here at the hotel
right.
on the night that we arrived.
Right.
Started with chocolate clams,
yeah.
crab, sashimi,
yeah.
and then pasta with scallops and yeah. shrimp, and then mango sorbet for a dessert. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
And then the next day, we went fishing.
Yeah.
How about that,
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. You're getting me all fired up talking about chocolates and the good times down there. Man,
you getting hungry?
Oh, I am. You do. Talking about talking about the Cabrilla fishing and chocolate, the gastro festival, and gee, you're killing me. But we're going to go to Mike and Mike and Chino. Good morning, and let's talk hookup, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody down in Loretto. What a beautiful sunset picture, Pete. You're like the Michelangelo of photography. It was beautiful capturing that oil in the can water. Hey, I got a question for the guy that controls the fishery down there in Loretto. What kind, like up here, we have like a research group, Lyle, and I don't know his wife's name, but they are tagging fish. Do they have like a fish tagging program down there? I don't know what the guy's name is that controls the fishery, but like to monitor the growth of the fish and what, you know, the seasons that they migrate or anything.
Tagging programs here in Loretto where they're overseeing the responsible take of fish?
Yes and no. Let me ask. Yes, we have a program of tagging sea turtles. That's the one that we are looking for.
That's cool.
And the others are from the U.S. San Diego University, they come a lot of time here, they spend here, and they have a lot of research. And I don't know if they are tagging, but I know that they are survey and try to measure the size and other for the a few species. Yes. And also here in Mexico, they come from La Paz and Ensenada to research and try to find what is the best condition for the fish and the marine park.
Yes. And Rafael, you mentioned the turtles. When you're diving, you see a lot of turtles?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
We saw wow.
turtles. Yes. It's depending on the season, yes. But in summer you can see the
see a lot, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
I have to add what Rafael was saying. They are, between the state and federal governments, they have been working hard at making sure there's long-term sustainability
yes.
in protecting these areas. So, I think there is quite a bit of monitoring going on.
Trying to protect them from gill nets and trying to eliminate that and just a more sustainable fisheries.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is the marine park, that's the idea. There is allowed to sport fishing. You need your fishing license. You have the bracelet for the marine park. Those money goes directly to here to preserve and to patrol. The marine park. And with that, we try to keep the fish here
yes.
and not with the commercial fishing with the net. And,
yes.
and we try to do it in the formal, in the good way.
And there's still some work to do. I know there's still, we still go out on the backside of Carmen Island and see gill nets where they shouldn't be. But that's coming. I mean, with the more people fish down here, the more the patrols are going to be able to eliminate those gill nets and make the fishing that much better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is a marine park. They built it in 1996.
Uh-huh.
So it's junk.
Yeah.
So we are getting to the point that everybody will be happy. But, yes, we are trying hard to do it. And also the town, the companies here, we try to do it in the sustainability way to do it.
More progress.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are progressing, and you see it when the people came, they say, okay, I went to Loreto 5-6 years ago, and now I see a difference. They are trying to get in this bay.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Time for a break, Corey.
Yeah, let's do that, Pete, and we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. More from Loreto with Pete.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 9th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and the Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 9th only. Plus, get one free reel service with a minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin is Saturday, June 9th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Hey, it's the San Diego International Boat Show coming to town. Over 140 boats from entry-level family cruisers to personal watercraft, sailboats, 80-foot-plus super yachts in water, free demos, paddle boards, kayaks, seminars, live music and entertainment. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a big boat more enjoyable. It's June 7th through June 10th at the Spanish Landing Park. For more information, San Diego International Boat Show.com. Admission is just $15. Go online at San Diego International Boat Show to buy your tickets. It's the San Diego International Boat Show, June 7th through 10th. Coming to San Diego. What a better place to have it.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray down live in Loreto. Corey Sanders in studio. And what an awesome show, Pete.
Working hard here with my buddy Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California. And I want to thank Ken as well as the SAC membership, Art and Celia Taylor, and all the Sport Fishing Fleet of San Diego for hosting this event and bringing to light the wonders of Mexico, because without the support from the Sport Fishing Association and all the captains and crews and boats, this wouldn't happen, and the opportunity to promote Mexico fisheries wouldn't happen.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, just for the listeners, so SAC covers primarily California in the past, but now we've extended the membership to include Mazatlan, Loreto, Cabo San Lucas, all the way up the coast, Ensenada. So that includes hotels, marinas, and sport fishing operations. And, you know, our goal is accessibility. It's giving the public an opportunity of having a vetted place to go that's great to take your family. And then the other thing is all those protected areas you're hearing about, they have the new Pacific Island biosphere, et cetera. SAC's position, we highly encourage public access, because the presence of the public in those areas will prevent illegal activity. So it's kind
absolutely
of a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I mean, there's several areas that, the San Diego fleet is not allowed to fish. But by bringing in public access from people like Art and the Searcher and other boats, it actually protects that area.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and we're thinking in terms of just general public access, yachts, whomever. Just their presence is just a huge deterrent
to illegal
activity.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, one of the other guys we got to thank out for sure is Rick from RC Productions, our chief engineer here sitting next to me. Rick, I know it's suffering duty here in Loreto, but, you know, what do you think of this place?
It's beautiful here, a good place to do field research.
Yes, indeed. But thank you, because without you, it wouldn't be possible, and your tremendous engineering efforts here in Loreto.
I'll tag along with you anytime.
Okay, let's do it. We'll do another one, no doubt about it. Okay, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Yeah, let's do it, Pete, and we're going to talk to Don at Temecula. Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great.
So I got my brother coming down and his two kids next year. They want to go fish the Baja area. They're looking to catch some bottom fish, reds and sculpin, whitefish, stuff like that. What's a good time of year to come down and do that?
Well, here in Loreto, Rafael and also Renee, it wouldn't be sculpin and such. It would be more pargo and amberjack and that kind of thing. Tell us about the bottom fishing here.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the two fish along with the cabrilla. Sometimes you catch those at the bottom, depending on the season. We get a lot of red snapper and different things at the bottom. We have a big selection here.
It's
kind of all year long, depending. The fish will change out, but we bottom fish pretty much all season.
Renee, the pargo here or the red snapper, the table fare that they make, Huachinango, unbelievable, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if you do it whole. They'll do a whole fried fish, and it's spectacular.
Many of the restaurants here in town, you bring the fish to them, they'll cook it up for you.
Absolutely. And they'll usually do it two or three ways with the fish, with all the sides, all the trimmings.
Yeah.
You'll walk out of there, you can barely move.
And probably charge you like $5-$10 to do it or something, right?
It's like
ridiculous
how
expensive that is.
Nice thing for kids, it's flat, calm. This is a great environment for
very
a kid to learn how to fish.
Yeah, and also, too, like if the kids want to go kayak fishing, you have that whole service that you offer, the mothership kayak fishing.
Yes. Depending on the age of the kids, because they're kind of big kayaks. But, you know, probably over 12 and up they could do it. Otherwise, there's regular kayaks here as well where kids can take little poles out and go from the beach and fish as well.
Yeah. What about snorkeling opportunities, Rafael? You don't necessarily need to scuba dive, but snorkeling, there's some great opportunities for that, right?
Yes, they are really, really nice. Coronado Island is like 30 minutes driving to
the island,
to the island, and it's really, really nice, really. And you can spend 40, 50 minutes, and you see a lot of schools.
Yeah.
A lot. So it's amazing. Yes, it's really nice.
Very nice. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in there.
Let's do it, Pete, and definitely some exciting stuff. And let's see here. We have Ed Amir Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Hey, I was thinking about doing a drive vacation down towards San Felipe and then on down to Loreto. What can I expect? Are there hotels along the way that I could stay at? And how's the gas situation as far as, getting gas for the car?
What do you think, guys?
Yes, it's First of all, it's very safe.
Yes.
Yeah, we have Highway 1, and you don't miss Highway 1 all the way. And yes, it's only in Catarina that this is the one that you can stay in the hotel. Guerrero Negro, you also can stay. And the gas, you pretty much in all Baja South, you can have gas.
Yeah, Gary Graham, the road trucker. Step up to the mic here, Gary. I mean, there's nobody that's traveled up and down the Baja Peninsula more than our head photographer and writer here for SAC, Gary Graham, the legendary Gary Graham. Gary, thanks for joining us here and being here. What about the road?
Oh, man, the road's okay. It's got a few potholes here and there. I've been driving it since 73, still drive it, and I drive it alone. And as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. There are potholes. The potholes that were at Catavina have been repaired now, and it's just an ongoing thing. Like any road, it has to be repaired from time to time. But
and there's hotels to stop and stay all the way up and down the Baja,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, on both sides. Coming down from San Felipe, if you want to come down that way, down 5, and then hook up with 1, there's 20 miles of dirt they're finishing, but you can still make it through that. Or come down the other side, which is MEX 1, and that comes down through San Quintin and so on.
Fantastic, easy access, and great destinations to come to.
Right, and as far as gasoline is, I can't remember the last time I worried about whether it'd be gas at the next station. I remember in the early years.
That was a factor, but not
now,
anymore, right?
Not now.
And what about safety on the highway? Are you going to get robbed by bandidos coming out and?
Well, I've been doing it. I've driven it literally over 300 times, and I've not gotten robbed yet.
I think you're okay then. I think you're safe for sure.
Right,
hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, as nice as that drive is, I'll take that hour and 20-minute flight from the CBX on Aero Calafia any day of the week, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was 40 minutes through the terminal from the U.S. side. And then we were here an hour and 20 minutes later.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you want to go out of LAX, Alaska Airlines has that flight. Easy as pie. The Laredo Airport here, modern, convenient, and simple. You're out the door in a matter of minutes. And, when you come in on Alaska, of course, you're going to have to clear customs and immigration here. However, when you come out of the CBX terminal in Tijuana, in Otay Mesa, you're already done. You just walk right in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the flights are cheaper, which is nice as well. One thing that was mentioned a minute ago is about the security and safety down here. You know, they got that saying, if you look for trouble, you can find it. But the everywhere that we visit, we have just seen zero evidence of any kind of problems whatsoever. End of story.
Welcoming. We're talking about safety in Baja. It's really an effort that the government has put toward making sure that travelers and visitors are very safe, right?
Yeah, it's part of the main things we have to take care about the safety of all the tourists and visitors every time, every day.
Yeah.
It's part of our main targets.
Yes, indeed, for sure. All right, thanks a lot for the call. Let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete, and a lot of people are fired up. The phone lines have been packed all morning, Pete. People fired up on Laredo, and we're going to talk to Dave. Dave in Spring Valley, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
And
morning.
To my host, can you hear me now?
Good morning, Dave. You have a question for Pete down in Laredo?
I do. I've been sitting here the past 2 hours laying in bed with my eyes closed, listening to the description, and my brain is absolutely salivating. I love what I'm hearing, and I can't wait to get on a trip down there. Tell me about a reasonable package to come down to Laredo, and I'd also like to know, how long is it on the flight?
Yeah, we're talking right now, formulating a plan for next year to put together a Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours Hotel La Mission trip down here for fishing and diving and snorkeling and the whole thing. So stay tuned for that. But packages, what do you think? Come down, go fishing, diving. What are we looking at cost-wise?
Gosh, depends on how long you're going to be here exactly and how many days you want
to fish. How much is a day on Super Ponga here?
Somewhere around between 250 to 300 for a basic
manga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
for
usually two to three people.
Two to three people. It's around $100 per person.
Yeah, yeah.
$120.
Yeah, and then hotels here from the five-star high-end here at the La Mission, maybe the highest end would be $150 a night, something like that?
Somewhere around that, and you can get the smaller hotels in town if you wanted a boutique hotel, probably under $50.
Under $50 a night, so everything in between there. And then food, like I said, you can go out and have a gastronomic feast here at... how many restaurants did they say? 50, 60?
More than 20
restaurants here for under $15 a person, something like that?
We had a banquet last night, a massive feed for 13?
I think we had 14. Yeah.
It was $240.
Including all the alcohol to a fancy margarita?
There was no alcohol.
No alcohol, sorry. Sorry, not supposed to say that. Yeah, we had
a couple of beers.
Maybe.
Okay.
$240 for the entire
thing. For the whole thing.
The whole
for
thing.
14 people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
There's nothing.
And how would that feast, it was. So, yeah, is it reasonable to come to Loreto? Absolutely. You can come here and have a fantastic time and not spend a lot of money. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Corey, let's jump back into it, try and sneak in some more phone calls.
Yeah, let's do it, Pete. Like I said, the lines have been packed. They're all excited to talk to you down in Loreto. And let's talk to Randy. Randy is calling from Costa Mesa. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Randy.
Good morning, you guys. This show is awesome. Absolutely awesome. It sounds great.
Thank you. And thanks to the Sport Fishing Association and Ken for making it all happen, and Art and Celia Taylor for donating that trip on the Searcher July 10th and 11th and being down here with us. That couldn't happen without you guys, so appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just a great show. Hey, I have a question about the seasons down there and the different varieties of fish and, spring, winter, summer, and fall, what can we expect to catch in Loreto?
What do you think? You're going to cover that?
Summertime?
Yeah.
Well, summertime, it's the mahi-mahi, the
Dorado.
Dolphin, yeah, Dorado. Yeah. It's the big season. But actually, we have the four seasons all through the year, so you can fish anytime. The best one, it's when it's hot. When the water, it's real calm.
Dorado,
yeah,
blue
Dorado,
marlin,
blue marlin,
world
black
record
marlin.
Yellowfin tuna, world record wahoo in the summertime. It can happen.
What about yellowtail? What's the best time for yellowtail?
In wintertime, starting February, March, June, January.
Yeah.
But most of the year, there's yellowtail.
Yeah, because the yellowtail on the water, right now, the water's starting to get warm. The yellowtail go deep.
See.
So you're yo-yo fishing, you're flatfall, and then dropper loop live mackerel. This time of the year, and then the opportunities to go one day catch a yellowtail, and the next day go Dorado fishing.
Yeah, Dorado fishing.
Yeah, right. And also the possibility of catching a marlin or a...
If you go deeper?
Yeah.
If you go deeper, it's for sure. Big tunas, big tunas.
Big tunas.
And black or blue
marlin. Rooster fish. Oh,
rooster
yeah.
Fish.
We didn't talk about rooster fish. So the rooster fish fishing can be good, too.
Yeah, yeah. Summertime also.
Okay. All right. So a lot of different opportunities. And Rafael, you were telling me... the diving gets even better as the year goes on. July, August, September, October, November, you said. The water's clear, the more opportunities for seeing fish. If that's something.
Yes. Getting in autumn, we have a better visibility.
Yeah.
So for us, our busiest month are September, October, November, and part of December.
Yeah.
The temperature of the water is really warm, nice. The weather outside is getting cooler, so it's really, really nice for diving, staying in the boat, and then diving, of course.
Yeah. And from my perspective here, in the winter, good yellowtail fishing is surface iron, yo-yo, both. However... Loreto gets pretty crowded in the wintertime, and the weather's not so great for fishing. The wind can blow here, right? But from now through November would be the fisherman's time. Would this be a correct analysis? I'm just kind of mustering up from talking to everybody here. Is that a good... Good thought?
Yes, I think so. Definitely. Right now we get the true fishermen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the big fish come in. And they don't care if they're out there and they're sweating and they're hot because it's very hot weather. They want the fish.
Yeah.
In the winter, it's a lot more pleasant, so we get a lot more of the touristy type fishermen that bring their families because the weather's beautiful.
Yes.
So, yeah, we have fishermen all year long. You can catch fish any time of the year here. It just depends on how you want to do it.
And it's considered actually low season for tourism in Loretto, so the prices are better.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the fishing is better. Weather's hotter. Water's calmer. What's wrong with that?
Yes, and the nice part of Loreto is that all year you have one activity that you can do. So in winter, we have the blue whales and all the high season for the people that they are away from the cold weather. Then we have the summer, you can fishing. Really nice and dive.
And you can fish in the winter, too.
Yes. And also in winter, you can go to kayak. And here is really, really nice, the kayaking part.
Yeah.
And other, if there is in winter, you can go to the mountains and have a really, really, really nice walk, hiking, go to the Sierras, go to the missions. So
the bottom line is just figure out when you can come to Loreto and just come.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter whether it's January or December or anything in between. Just come to Loreto. There's always something to do and enjoy. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up. Give away that day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher, July 8th through the 10th. And more from Corey in the studio and Pete Gray, myself, right here in Loreto. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And, man, what an awesome show today from Loreto. We had Lou from Fullerton. Just to show you don't have to get on air, just call in. Lou from Fullerton is our winner for the Searcher day and a half trip, July 8th and 10th. If you want to jump on that trip, they just put it on the books. Definitely one to look at. Again, the Searcher, July 8th and 10th. And Lou in Fullerton is our winner, and we're going to toss it back on to Pete. And Pete and Loreto, what an awesome show today, and I appreciate being a part of it, Pete.
Corey, thank you very much for hanging out and anchoring down there in the Mighty 1090 studio along with our buddy Adam there on the other side of the glass. Couldn't do it without you. And Corey, of course, our newest co-host here on Let's Talk Hookup. You're doing an awesome job. So thanks for being there, Corey. And thank you all here for today. Ken, Edwin from the Sport Fishing Association of California, thank you guys very much. And, of course, Art and Celia Taylor from the Searcher, thanks for the great donation. And SearcherSportFishing.com, if somebody wants to jump on that trip, there's spots available July 8th and the 10th. And then we have spots available on our second day-and-a-half trip in August on the Searcher there. First one's already sold out. So if you look at the Searcher schedule, it's pretty sold out. So you better jump on all these trips very quickly because fishing's going to be great. And want to thank everybody here from Loretto. Thank you for having us here.
No, thank you. And I'm going to have an advantage for this space to invite all the fishermen to this August 11th and the 12th. We will have the Two Seas Serial Championship, Calisureños 2018. And for the third year consecutive, we'll be down here in Loretto. We will hold more than 150 pangas.
Really?
Teams. We make them as 26 different tournaments all over the year from August to the next August, and the final it's done here, and it allows all the championships, all the champions of each tournament having on one day of the Calisureños Championship 2018.
Wow. And if somebody wants to participate, how do they do that?
Well, they have to participate in a tournament before, just like today.
So like next year you want to participate, is there a website that we can check it out?
Yeah, at go to Loretto.com. There's a lot Loretto of information.
Okay.
Also at Fonmar.com.
Fonmar?
Because it's the the state government page where you can buy even your tickets for fishing.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, thanks all. Thanks to everybody here for hosting us, and thanks to the Hotel La Mission and everybody here for doing what they did here in Loretto. Ken, again, you and Edwin did a fantastic job, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in the studio with Corey Sandin. I'm on my way to Rancho Leonero. We'll give you a report from Rancho Leonero and our Let's Talk Hookups 22nd annual tournament tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to this beautiful city of Loretto. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.